Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm just so impressed with my friend Zucchini. Because, you know, it's been a funny 2023 for Zucchini, but Zucchini has just stepped up and remained cheap and widely available and constantly good quality.
Yeah, and constantly consistent in the kitchen, right?
That's right. So today we tip our hats to you, Zucchini. It's your 5-minute food fix with Simon and Yumi.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know how they do it, Simon, but they're cheap all year round.
They are. Look, they're a really clever vegetable. whether you want to call them courgettes or zucchini, they just know what they're doing. They're consistently good.
Yep.
They're always available.
Unpretentious.
Yeah. But also willing to lend themselves to pretty much anything.
So one thing I'd say if you're shopping for a zucchini is look for nice firm skin and nothing too big. You know how they can actually go quite gigantic.
Marrow-esque.
Yes. Yeah. James and the Giant Peach kind of vibes is they can get a bit woody and spongy in the middle if they're too oversized. So don't be shy to get the small ones. I don't mind it when they go a bit like one end is bulby and they look like a weird weapon.
Yeah, all those sort of differences in shape I think are absolutely fine. But like you say, just try and avoid the big ones. They're often disappointing.
Yes. Mm. And we don't want to be disappointed in our friends zucchini.
No, we don't.
So a couple of tips today is you can make a very basic salad with zucchini, but gussy it up by shaving along the length of the zucchini with a peeler.
You've got fancy, Yumi. I like what you've done there. Are they your zucchini ribbons, perchance?
Yeah, and I do question my life choices when I'm about halfway through the shaving, like just going, I don't even shave my legs. What am I doing here? This is really, really boring. But, you know, whack on a podcast, whatever, and you can kind of find some meditation perhaps in it. The other payoff with doing that to a zucchini is that when you make a salad out of it, it does seem incredibly elegant.
It does, doesn't it?
My biggest tip, and I know you've got a bunch of great dressing recipes, Simon. So besides having a top quality dressing that's maybe a bit zesty and zingy, really good fresh olive oil, nothing that's gone rancid, is instead of kind of gathering up those ribbons and putting them in a bowl all dressed, is spreading them out on a platter, almost like carpaccio. You know, have you ever been to a restaurant and they're like, it's zucchini carpaccio? And you're like, excuse me, that's a fancy word for raw zucchini.
Yeah, it is.
But it looks really impressive.
It looks very fancy. And so for $20 on the plate, that little $1 zucchini is working very hard.
It's working so hard. The other thing you can do, especially now that the weather's warming up, is you can barbecue zucchini. Now, we've talked about this in various cookbooks. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to have clean grills on your barbecue if you're going to do vegetables especially.
Very important.
It is. And look, if you're in the habit, I would wear an apron to even handle anything barbecue related and just give them a good scrub. Rinse it well and then back on. It's not a drama, okay? It's only a drama if you roll your eyes. You're like, I don't want to. It's really worth it. So what you can do if you've got some good, like let's say they're, I don't know, what's a hot dog-ish, slightly bigger than a hot dog zucchinis, is halve them, get them on the barbecue and really let them cook and get yummy.
Yeah, they kind of to the point where they're starting to collapse, but not quite there yet?
Yes, yeah. Because I find if they're too hard, I feel like I'm doing work.
Yeah.
I feel like
do you start with the skin side down on the barbecue?
Skin side down, okay, yeah. And then, but it doesn't really matter. They're pretty robust. But then you can, if you want, brush over a dressing, which is as simple as this. So listen up. Let's say you've got half a kilo of zucchini. Mm-hmm. You're going to add some, like one garlic clove to 100 mils of olive oil. And again, that good fresh Australian olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Juice of a lemon. And then some finely chopped fresh mint from your garden.
Gorgeous.
And then you actually don't cook that. You brush it over the courgettes, the zucchini.
Thank you.
You brush it over them once they're cooked and then serve as that.
It's as easy as that.
It's as easy as that.
That sounds so lovely, Yumi. I love our friend zucchini.
I love our friend zucchini. I mean, she pissed me off the other day. She's back in the vault.
Oh, good. Can she come back to play again on another episode?
Definitely. Excellent. And if you want the ingredients for that dressing, I'll put it in the show notes.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.